Kilo One Delta Charlie Tango. I'm about to start the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. Does anyone need to make a quick call on the W1DX repeater, please go ahead and do so now. That will start in approximately 1 minute. Calling the Tri-City TipsNet. Calling the Tri-City TipsNet. Good evening and welcome to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. This is Kilo One Delta Charlie Tango. My name is Dave. I'm located in Creston. I will be the net control station for this evening. Membership in Tri-City Amateur Radio Club is not necessary for participation. All licensed amateur radio operators are welcome to check into the net. Those that do not wish to check in are certainly welcome to listen. This net operates on 147.060 megahertz repeaters with a PL tone of 156.7 hertz. If needed, the secondary is 146.97. Also with a PL tone of 156.7 hertz. The net is held each Wednesday evening, starting at 7 p.m. local time, with various net controllers on a rotating basis. This net is intended to provide an informal operating environment for new operators, as well as experienced amateurs. The purpose of the net is to provide a venue for presenting questions, obtaining answers, advice related to amateur radio. Also to promote good fellowship among amateur radio operators and encourage the use of good operating procedures. Let me reset. The net is a directed open net. That means we call for a round of check-ins. And when we have everyone checked in, we'll go down to through the list for comments and questions. During the check-in, please state if you have a question for the net. Also, ask for your questions after everyone is checked in. There are three sections to the TipsNet. First, the open net with rounds of questions and comments. Second section is for announcements about upcoming events and items of interest. And third, there is an opportunity for those that wish to swap, sell, or looking for amateur-related items. Otherwise, all directed communication should be through the net control station. When checking in, please say "this is," release the push to talk, and listen to ensure no one else has called at the same time you have. Then slowly give your call sign phonetically, along with your name and location, and just note if you have a comment or question. Let me reset. This is Dave, Kilo One at Delta Charlie Tango. The privilege of being your net control station for this evening. Again, during check-in, please key the repeater, say "this is," release the push to talk, listen to ensure that the frequency is clear, and then go ahead. We'll start taking check-ins now. Please come slowly.
Here is. Kilo 1, Romeo Mike November. Bob in Montville.
Good evening, here is. Kilo Alpha 6, Papa Delta Golf. Kevin in Norwich, suffering from jet lag. No questions at this point.
Here is. Kilo 0, Juliet Echo Bravo, Josh and Groton. No questions at the moment.
Foxtrot Juliet Whiskey, Chuck and Groton, no questions.
All right, well, very good evening. So far we have K1RMN, KA6PDG, K0JEB, NW1FJW. Are there any further check-ins at this time? This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango in the tipsnet. All right, Steve recognized also W1SDC. Well, good evening to all. This is K1 Delta Charlie Tango, and we have no questions. So I guess, I think, you know what, I will throw out something of my own here and see if anybody wants to comment or anything. I wonder if anybody's played with any of these USB software-defined radios, little dongles that plug in and you can use them. I have one and have played with it some, and just wonder if anyone out there has any comments about maybe what they have used and what they found. This is K1DCT. Come now. Alright, very good, Josh. K0JEB, K1DCT, come in and tell your story.
K0JEB, I have a SCR dongle that's able to go, want to say it's from 160 meters. It'll do 160 meters all the way up to something like 2.5 gigahertz. I've had some good luck with it with using the SDR Sharp program on a computer. Being able to listen to shortwave radio. Most surprising thing is if you get a couple of add-on software programs, you're actually able to decode the P25 and the P25 phase 1, and you're also able to decode DMR and listen to the DMR network, which is almost like some of these DMR radios have the thing where it's got a promiscuous mode where you can listen to any talk group that's being broadcasted, and on my dongle, when I set it up, I'm able to have it sit there and it just decodes whatever audio comes through, and it'll pop up on the screen and tell you, you know, the DMR ID that's talking, and whether it's slot 1 or slot lot too. They're neat little toys. I actually got mine from RTLSDR.com. I think I paid maybe $30 for it. I don't remember off the top of my head, but it's only about 6 months old. Comes in a pretty rugged aluminum case, and it dissipates the heat pretty good, but it does get pretty warm. That's about all I have. It's K0JB, back to net control.
All right, well, thank you, Josh. Yeah, I also have an RTL, the SDR. It's a cheap model. I don't know, it's $20 or something. It doesn't cover all that much frequency, but I did get it to work after a few tries and attempts and a few choice words, and we finally got to play. But anyone have any questions or follow up with Josh, would like to please come now. This is K1 Delta Charlie Tango in the tip stand. Well, nothing heard. I'll, at this point, without any further questions or comments, I'll call for a second round of check-ins. Anyone wishing to check into the Tri-City Amateur Radio Tips Net, please call now. This is K1 Delta Charlie Tango.
Echo Mike Delta, Reed in Colchester, with a question.
And recheck, KA6PDG with a comment.
Very good. I hope I have it right. Kilo 1, Echo Mike Delta, Reed was what I copied. I hope that's correct. Go ahead with your question.
Good evening, Ned. Kilo 1, Echo Mike Delta, Reed. I am putting HF, a new vehicle. I'm just wondering what would be the best grounding for the antenna?
All right, well, is there anyone out there that has any input? I've never installed HF rigs in vehicles. Plenty of VHF, UHF. Well, maybe I had a 10-meter thing in there or something, but, always managed to find, to the frame. I don't know if you have a towing hitch, something like that, you really do want a solid connection. So, but maybe there's somebody out there that has a bit more input. Please come now. K1 DCT in the tip stand.
K1 RMN, want to come back?
All right, very good, Bob. Go ahead and enlighten us. K1 DCT.
Well, there's two things. First, on the grounding, you want to be able to ground to one of the strongest metal frames members that you can get to, if you can. And usually there's plenty of bolts and threaded screws that you can back one out and connect your ground to that pretty strongly. Second part of that is highly recommend 2 to 3 ground straps along your muffler. At several points you can clamp them onto the muffler pipe itself. each one of those back to a ground point. Grounding your muffler system eliminates an awful lot of static noise. But the first thing I would recommend with a new vehicle and the HF radio is you may just want to hook it up to the battery and put the antenna close to it and just try a little bit of transmission. Unfortunately, most of the friends I know that have new vehicles that have put HF radios in have had a lot of problems with the computers and the new electronics, and they're just not quite compatible. So you may want to, before you invest a lot of time in mounting things and all the rest, you may want to try just operating it near the vehicle and see if there's any interference. I know some guys have spent quite a bit of money replacing computers because it just zapped them. So be careful of that, and you might want to either ask questions or do some online research to see if a particular vehicle on a radio has a problem with 20 or 40 meters when you transmit. K1 RMN, back to net. Also have an additional question later on.
All right, well, I don't know if, Reed, do you have any comments or questions for Bob?
K1 DCT and the net, K1 EMD. Yes, I purposely found an old Suburban. It's a 1997. Won't go into other further details. Yes, I will certainly do that. But specifically, copper wire I was told not to use. Should I use braided cable? Back to that, K1 EMD.
All right, well, I like copper wire myself, but if you're going to put crimp-on connectors on there, obviously it should be stranded, and it wouldn't be a bad idea to crimp them on and also solder them. And with that, I'll ask Bob if he has any follow-up on that. K1 RMN, K1 DCT, and the tips net.
K1 RMN with a follow-up on that. The braided cable is what's recommended. If you go to DX Engineering or any of the other sites, you'll see most of them, and most of the videos that you'll see on YouTube will show using the braided cable. It's flat, it's easier to clamp onto things, and you want to solder it as best as you can. There is the concern with just straight up copper, if you are attaching it to frame members or to the like the stainless steel exhaust, there's a galvanic reaction that happens because they're slightly apart, and you'll get some corrosion buildup a little faster than you may want. So that's why a lot of them say not to use the copper straight up on a vehicle. But it's a personal choice. K1 RMN, back to net.
All right, any further interaction, discussion on that particular subject, please come now.
K1 RMN with another follow-up.
Go ahead, Bob. K1 RMN, K1 DCT.
Yeah, when you mentioned this was a new vehicle, I was assuming that it was a 2000 vintage, but if it's older than that, I don't think you're going to have any problems with the computer systems in the vehicle, but check it out first. But it's mostly stuff that's been made within the last 5 to 6 years that has the serious problems with the computers and the RF generation, but I think you're going to be fine with that one. K1 RMN, back to net.
Yeah, very good. I tend to agree. The new vehicles are not so RF friendly. But very good. I'll ask just one more time. Is there any other question? Something about this HF grounding subject that someone would like to jump in or follow up with? K1 DCT. All right, very good. I know Bob has a question, but Kevin was had some sort of comment. So to not delay him any longer, go ahead with your comment. K6PDG, K1DCT.
Thanks, Dave, and good evening to the net. Well, not to diverge from the main purpose of this net, and I guess it sort of does tie into amateur radio because it was a very nice ham radio operating location. And I refer to the town of Paradise, California, which was my home during the 1980s. And I just wanted to ask that people continue to be vigilant with good thoughts and prayers for the folks of the town of Paradise. It's been a very emotional thing for me. I just got back from California. This was the first time that I have flown out to California and not visited Paradise. Kind of ironic. I was spending time with family down in Southern California. And, of course, we found out what was happening early on Friday morning when we were on our way up to Big Bear to visit relatives. It's been a very difficult time for me, but certainly not as difficult as it has been for the people in town there, where I had a lot of friends. I say had, because none of them are there anymore. All of the people that I know did survive and did get out with their lives, but that was all. Everybody lost everything. When I lived there, let me reset. When I lived there, I had far and away the highest amateur radio antenna for miles around. I had the tallest pine tree in town, ironically, as we look back at this particular time, but it was a 135-foot pine tree. And in the top of that tree, I had an isopole 2-meter antenna. And I could use 500 milliwatts of power and bring up repeaters down in the Bay Area in San Francisco and San Jose and San Rafael and so forth. Also a good operating area for HF. But it's been something that's affected my life, and it's a great tragedy, as you all know, who've been watching the news, and I, of course, have a lot of memories. A lot of great things. I worked in town. I lived in town. Had a lot of friends there. And so please keep those good folks in your thoughts and prayers. One of the interesting asides that I learned about from talking to some friends of mine that were displaced by the fire that I hadn't thought about was the fact that of the people who did survive and make it out of town, a lot of families are being split up. In other words, Butte County is a small county. It can't absorb 30,000 homeless people. In the case of one family, my close friends, one of the sons is going to end up living in Yuba City. My friend and his wife are going to be living in Sacramento, it looks like. The other son is going to be living probably up in Oregon. Families are being split up by this terrible tragedy. I guess we just have to be very thankful that most folks did make it out of there with their lives. One of the friends of mine has a friend who did not survive. He decided to stay in his neighborhood and fight the fires. His wife is in the hospital with third-degree burns all over his body, her body. Last I knew, they had not found him, but he is presumed to have been lost. So I won't take any more of the net's time, but I just wanted to mention my personal connection to that horrible, horrible tragedy, and ask that people keep the 30,000 folks of that part of Butte County, California, and their thoughts and prayers. It will take a lot of time for lives to heal, and we'll just hope for the best for everybody. Hope I didn't take too much time with that. KA6PDG, back to Nat.
All right, Kevin, thank you. Yes, tragic out there, and no, you didn't take too much time. That's health and welfare is a big part of what we do here in amateur radio, so just a whole tragic, multiple tragic events out there going on simultaneously. This is K1DCT in the Tips Net, and we'll go back to Bob now, who has a question. K1RMN, K1DCT.
This is K1RMN. Yes, my question has to do with FT-8. I asked this last week, but none of us were really all that experienced with the FT-8. I've heard a lot of fellows talk about searching around, looking for signals, and I was curious, and Dave, I didn't know what you know, but you know, when you set up in the program, it'll bring you up on something like 40 meters, and it tells you to go to 7.074, and you work it on either side of that. Do you have experience in tuning around yourself to other frequencies in there to look for channels? That's the first part of my question. And the second one is split operation. Do you normally do a 1K up or down when you're running split? I know some of the DX networks will tell you what to do, but if you run it by yourself, have you got experience doing that at all? K1RMN, back to net.
All right, thank you, Bob. Yeah, interesting questions. FT-8, interesting mode. Before I spew what little knowledge I have, I'll offer it up to someone that may have some other information at this time. Please come now. This is K1DCT in the Tips Net. All right, well, I'm being inundated with information here. So, as far as tuning around, I'll tackle that first. I pretty much just stick on whatever it is, 7.074 or 14.074, because you can see the whole spectrum. And you can see the data coming through on the multiple, for lack of better terms, I call them sub-frequencies. So I don't ever tune around anywhere looking for anything beyond that, because that seems to be where most of the activity is. So just hang there, and the program I'm using is, I can tell you in a second here, WSJT-X. I think it's 1.9 is the version. And so you can just click on CQs if you want to only see CQ information, which I do a lot, until you find somebody you think you want to work, and then you know, you pounce on them. So that covers the tuning board. As far as split ops, I have on occasion, because you can separate the transmit and receive, again, I'll call it a sub-frequency for lack of a better term at this point. I have done that, but normally, even DX, unless there's something specific that they say, I just, you know, work them simplex back and forth, and so far so good. As far as the whole mode goes, it's great for making a contact, very automated. If you like to chat a little bit, it's not going to be a thing. I don't know if that answers your question, but this is K1DCT in the tip stack.
This is K1RMN. Yes, it does. I appreciate that. I've got quite a few hours on it, but I had seen a few comments, and I was just curious about some of the other ways to do it. But I pretty much do it exactly the way you say. I keep it simplex and pick the frequencies and then click on the ones that I think will come back, or I'll just put it on CQ and send it out there and wait for somebody to click on me. It's a couple weeks ago I was getting all kinds of contacts, and the last week or so it's been seen a lot, but haven't gotten too many comebacks. But it's a lot of fun, and I appreciate that. Thank you very much. K1RMN, back to net.
All right, very good. Yeah, it's a fun mode. Sometimes it's not what I want. I guess like anything else. So at this point, I see we're about 30 minutes in. Probably time to ask if there are any other check-ins. Please come now for the TIPSnet K1DCT. All right, at this time, are there any stations that would like to make an announcement or have some item of interest for the greater amateur community? Please come now.
K1RMN with announcement.
I recognized K1RMN with an announcement. Go ahead with that at this time.
It's K1RMN to the net. Two things. One, tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock is the ham breakfast up at Old Town in Norwich. And Saturday morning at 8 o'clock at the Uncasville Diner on Route 32 is another ham breakfast. All are welcome. And this is the second week we'll have it at 8 o'clock. And we had quite a few people turn out last Saturday, so hopefully we can keep that going. I believe that's all I have. And also tomorrow evening is the Raison monthly meeting. Hopefully we won't have any weather issues, hope to see everybody there if the weather is willing and you want to make the drive. K1RMN, back to net control.
Oh, very good. Thank you, Bob. Yes, a couple of breakfasts and meetings. So, very good. Yeah, hopefully tomorrow afternoon, in the early evening, the weather won't be quite as bad as we've been told. Trying to remain somewhat optimistic about the whole deal. A little too early for all that stuff for me, as far as I'm concerned. Are there any other stations that have announcements for the net at this time? This is the TIPSnet, and this is K1DCT, your net control. Very good. We'll move along into the third section of cell swap or looking for amateur-related items. If there is someone on frequency that looking to cell swap or maybe seeking something, please give your call sign now. This is K1DCT. Alrighty then, I will I'll give the last call to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club tips net. Are there any additional check-ins at this time? Any further business? Comments, questions? Last call, I'm turning the lights on and shutting the tap off. K1 DCT. Alright, well that was last call, no further check-ins or other comments, questions, so I'm going to close the net at this time. Thanks to all those that participated in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club tips net, and thanks to those who stood by while we conducted the net. Tri-City Amateur Radio Club meeting is on the second Tuesday of each month at the American Red Cross Service Center at 1031 Route 32 in Montville. Meetings start at 7:30 and are open to all interested persons, licensed or not. Information about the club may be found at www.tricityarc.com. We thank John, W1AN, for the use of the repeater. This net will meet again next Wednesday at 7 p.m. on this frequency. And I'll return the repeater to regular amateur use. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango. Good evening in 7-3.